This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Linnell in for GP. We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condor and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Time for the Beltway Blitz, people. Spin you around. What's going on in the world of DC sports? I'd like to start on the diamond, please. Boys, the Nets. Dave Jagler joins us here on the Beltway Blitz. Jags, Milwaukee Brewers series, preview it for us.
Yeah, Milwaukee playing very well right now, just coming off a sweep of the Dodgers. They're on the heels of the Cubs. Speed, they put pressure on you with their ability to steal bases, go first to third. A good pitching staff, power arms in the bullpen. Not necessarily a big-name ball club, but one that's playing very well. And for the Nationals, it's kind of more of the same as far as being inconsistent in the Cardinals series. They had a great win, the first from Miguel Cairo. In the second game, Gore pitched well. They hit three homers. And then all of a sudden last night they're facing Miles Michaelis, who had given up six homers in his last start and barely could get the ball past the pitcher's mound. So kind of frustrating the lack of consistency. So maybe they're due for a good one tonight.
Mark Zuckerman of Masson, Dave, posted some video pregame of Dylan Cruz working out, getting some work on field. How close do you think he is to potentially returning to this lineup?
Well, I mean, I was hopeful. I mean, there has been no timetable placed on it. I was hopeful maybe around the All-Star break, but you know, he's not even taken on-field batting practice. So it's almost like he's starting over, you know, kind of going through a spring training 2.0. So, you know, once we see him on the field, you know, taking the full batting practice, then you're talking about a rehab assignment, seeing some pitches. I mean, that could be a week, that could be 2 weeks. So we're still a pretty decent amount of time away. You know, he is doing more. But the thing with the oblique, and a pretty serious oblique strain that it was, is you don't want to come back too soon, because then if you tweak it again, maybe you're looking at something that might carry really deep into the season. And, you know, it's not the full swing. It's the possibility when you get in a game of the check swing. And that's how he injured in the first place. The kind of that aggressive, you know, turn when you start the bat and then stop. That's what caused the strain in the first place. So they've got to get it fully strengthened and ready to go before they can even risk putting him on a rehab assignment.
Jags, you mentioned Miguel Cairo. How will we know, just kind of to the untrained eye, something that's a Miguel Cairo touch, something that's different for him than it might have been for the previous group under Davey Martinez and company? Or is there a way for us to tell?
Well, I think they're very similar. I mean, when you hear them talk, I mean, you know, really – when you think about their playing careers, when Miguel Cairo was coming into the big leagues, Davey Martinez was his mentor as a rookie with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays back in 1998. So they share a lot of the same philosophies, but they're different people. And I think you saw it in the St. Louis series in the game that they won. The Cardinals were starting a right-handed pitcher. When I saw the starting lineup, I went, wait a second, when did Andre Pallante start throwing left-handed? Because the Nationals started Alex Call and they started Ahmed Rosario. Normally guys are going to play against lefties, but Pallante had severe reverse splits in that right-handed hitters hit him better than left-handed hitters. And really, I mean, under Davey, it was pretty much kind of by rote that you were going to go with the strength. I mean, because Garcia hits righties better, Dalen Lyle, whereas Rosario hits lefties better. So you wouldn't think of starting Rosario against a righty, but they kind of went toward the pitcher's weakness and said, well, we're going to tailor our lineup to try to score and take advantage of what the pitcher doesn't do well. And that was the night they scored 8 runs. So, I mean, at least in the first 3 games, that's one that stood out to me. That was something that they really didn't do a lot of under Davey Martinez.
Jax, thank you as always, my friend. Have a great call tonight.
All right, take care, guys. Thank you, brother.
There he goes. That is Dave Jagler joining us for his portion of the Beltway Blitz. Now live and in color, we'll talk about the local 53 dares. I love it when this guy's in the yard. When he's hanging out in the Navy Yard,
for sure.
We just grab him. He stepped over the lady who was puking out of her car in the alleyway. stepped over that, is able to join us here in studio, our guy Chris Russell.
Cockle-doodle-doo, my friend.
And I brought you some Pupatella, too.
Did you? I thought I brought that.
No, I brought that.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you. I get confused sometimes.
Yeah. It's better than the lady throwing up in the side of her car. Yeah. It's better than what I encountered when I tried to pull in just to do the spot. There was two trucks side by side blocking a very, very thin alleyway, preventing anybody from doing anything, which was really awesome.
Dude, you just complain about everything?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. So jump into this Terry McLaurin situation. Mm-hmm. So I heard you and Linnell were actually on yesterday before Linnell was on with me. I mean, he is a floozy, that guy.
He goes two-timing everybody.
Yeah, yeah, so he you're does. Basically
he gets around.
I'm not trying to cast aspersions mm-hmm. here. I'm trying to do the best I can. So you're basically like all you lazy guys in the media. Basically, I'm not saying one person. It's Danny. Basically, it's who I mean. I'm not saying what I'm saying.
I was not taking a shot at you.
I like you and your thoughts. You're basically like, all you guys are so lazy and stupid, you just assume this is going to get done and a meteor is going to hit us and the world's going to end.
Right.
It's never going to happen.
Was that your stance,
that
Danny?
That was your takeaway.
No, was that your stance?
No, my stance is, like, I've seen negotiations play out before. This feels like posturing. Everyone's trying to get the best deal possible.
That's lazy.
Because I had no idea what your stance was. I was not aiming at you.
No, well, you weren't. You weren't not.
Like, I was aiming at others.
You basically said, everyone that doesn't think exactly what I think is lazy and stupid
exactly.
and dumb. And that sports media, specifically Danny. Mm-hmm. Give me your thoughts.
I didn't say specifically Nanny.
Your eyes did.
But anyway, here's the deal. I never understood why anybody thought this was just going to happen on June 25th because 3 years ago it happened on June 27th. I never understood why people didn't understand how difficult this was going to be considering Terry at a difficult age to gauge and an age that teams rightfully, I think, are concerned about is coming off of not a good year, not a typical Terry year. Mm-hmm. Think about it. He had never had more than 7 touchdowns in a year, and that was his rookie year. Granted, yes, bad offenses, bad teams, bad this, bad quarterbacks, got it. He doubled that in the regular season and then added 3 more touchdowns in the playoffs. Terry is worth $33 million a year, period. That's what DK Metcalf has. Terry's worth that. In my opinion, they should pay it. I don't care as much about age as some others do. I'm not saying I don't pay any attention to it, but the thought that, again, this was going to be an easy negotiation because Terry's a commander, because Terry's a nice guy. No, I think we know how difficult this is going to be if you actually pay attention to the market and salaries and age and statistics and how teams think and how players and agents operate. That was my point. It was not a shot at all against you or anybody like that.
Well, after we finished digging at Danny, we started talking about something else. one thing that's curious that I'm curious about in terms of the way they operated last year with their rookies. They're going to make you earn it, right? Yeah. And I love that about this organization. Of the two rookies, their two highest drafted rookies, Trey Amos, Josh Connerly Jr., which one do you think has the best chance to start week one?
I think it's Connerly because the right tackle spot seemingly is wide open and maybe already he's written in pencil. I wouldn't say he's written in pen or maybe some other, Sharpie or whatever, but I think it's his to lose or his to just make sure that he's ready, I guess is the way I would say it. They have options in case that doesn't work out. Whereas if you look at Amos, I think, we got to figure out, obviously, what they're going to ultimately do with Sane Ristel. But because Jonathan Jones is there, I think there's a little bit more of a blocked path.
So he was
towards
the
Amos
reps.
Starting.
So let's go into that. That was going to be my question for you. How does the quarterback room shake out? Is it just give me how you see it, and then I'll start to ask some follow-ups.
If I had to guess, and I wasn't at the OTAs, and I don't even remember what you guys all reported, right?
Mm-hmm. It was Jonathan Jones and Lattimore outside.
Right, and Sainer still was working more inside, yeah. Right? I still think that's ideally where they would like Sainer still, even though he had to go outside. So I would say if you told me week one against the Giants, Lattimore, God willing, he's healthy, Jones on the outside, Sainer still in the slot with Noah Igbinoghene and Amos. Am I forgetting anybody?
No.
Backing up as you know, so five cornerbacks active, mm-hmm. because you can help on special teams as well. That's the way I would see it right now. Of course, a lot of that could change with Lattimore's injury history. And just if for whatever reason, Sainer still felt more comfortable and they see it over training camp and whatever he plays in the preseason outside than inside, which was his natural position to begin with, or the position that they wanted him to play in, the position that he started at.
Yes, so, yeah, to me, I'm fascinated by it, mm-hmm. because Amos, to me, I think needs to play.
Yeah.
And I think he'll earn his way onto the field, but at whose expense? So to me, this is a Jones-Sainer still question. Where I see those guys is kind of very similar to each other. I mean, Jones obviously has more experience, mm-hmm. but this is a slot plus or an outside plus kind of guy where they're not a star boundary corner. It's not Sauce Gardner showing up here,
right.
But it's a guy with some flexibility. So the thing I said to Linnell yesterday, I think it was, is an offensive coordinator going, oh, look, I got a juicy matchup there. Mm-hmm. I can motion my number one into the slot and let him work there against a number, whatever. You may not. You can negate that because those guys are more interchangeable. Sure. You don't have to banjo it or push someone outside, or you don't let offensive coordinators manipulate you that way. But again, I still don't know where Amos fits.
Well, I mean, maybe I'm missing something. Doesn't Amos stand his really only chance of getting significant action early in the year if Lattimore's injured? Right? Meaning he's not going to start
unless he flies past Jones.
Right. Well, I don't think he's
going to be huge. It's going to be huge in training camp. I think that's like the position where guys are battling. Because I also think we're discounting Noah Igbinoghene out of this.
Yeah.
But there is no loyalty to anybody. Based
on experience, knowledge in the system, I don't expect Amos to be able to eclipse Sainer still, Igbinoghene, Jones, because he's a veteran, even though he's not familiar necessarily with the system, I don't expect him to But if Lattimore is injured, right, that opens up an outside corner spot, yes. Right? So to me, that would represent, not that he would automatically be the starter there, but it would represent his best chance of getting on the field and playing significant minutes and significant snaps early.
Early. Russell, thank you, buddy.
Have a great
thank
you,
man. We'll see you, dude. Let's talk some Wizards hoops with our guy, Josh Robbins. And to talk about the Wizards on the Beltway, Blitz, our guy Josh, don't you dare call him Joshua, Robbins, live in Vegas. Wizards tip off tonight in Summer League. What are our main themes, big takeaways? What are we looking for?
Well, they need to play hard. They need to play with some defense. And then the returning guys especially have to look like they know what they're doing. They're going to be implementing a few new things, but they've got to be able to move the ball around. They've got to pass up good shots to try and get great shots. Returning players such as Bub Carrington, Keyshawn George, Alex Sarr need to show a little bit about what they've worked on. You know, they have to be a little stronger, a little bit more physical. And this is a summer league when they have to outshine a lot of the less experienced competition.
Yeah, you touched on it, Josh. Some of those guys that have, you know, pretty good, some pelts on the wall, not for a winning program just yet, but made some strides as rookies. They're returning for their sophomore summer here. How long do we expect to see them? Is it a game or two? Will they be there for the duration? Kind of what's the mandate there?
So they're not saying fully. My suspicion is maybe two games, maybe three, and I don't expect them to be playing regular season level minutes. In terms of percentage of the game, they're not going to, that I'm sure of. It's not, so these are what, 40 minute games? I'd be surprised if someone such as Bub Carrington plays 30 minutes or even 28 minutes. But when they do play, show a little bit about all this extra weightlifting they've been doing. And they all seem bigger to me, larger than me. I think they've put on some productive weight this offseason.
I have put on unproductive weight this offseason, Josh. That's just,
different ways
to approach it. Some of the young guys, I want to get to Trey Johnson and company here. What's your axiom? What's kind of your guiding principle for Summer League? I'll give you mine that I want you kind of either, you know, agree, disagree, respond, et cetera. I basically go, if you look like you belong, that's my only prerequisite, right? If you look like you can't do it and you can't get your shot off and you're overwhelmed by the athleticism, et cetera, see, that's kind of my Johnny Davis corollary, then I kind of start to panic. Other than that, I'm not going to take too much out of stats or shot selection or the like, because I'm not sure what everybody's working on. Just kind of, I want to see, do you look like you belong athletically at this level? If you do, I'm good to go. Give me your thoughts.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And some, with the caveat being, sometimes it's difficult to know. Yeah, I can think of a bunch of guys over the time, over my time covering the league, where they had really unaggressive summer leagues where they looked lost. I'm thinking Franz Wagner in particular. And then by the fifth preseason game, they had snapped in a good way. They knew what they were doing. They, the Johnny Davis example, I remember that very well. You know, one game in, two games in, colleagues and I were talking to me. One person said he cannot get to where he wants to go. And it was so true then, and it remained true. So, yes, sometimes you can see the confidence, the ball handling, and the athleticism in summer league. But the trick for you and for me and for anyone else who watches the league is to try to determine whether that is systemic, endemic to who the player is, or whether it's just growing pains. And that's the trick, for not just for us, for these front offices, to try and figure out who these guys truly are.
When we see Trey Johnson, what are we going to see?
Well, you're going to see most likely a very confident player with a beautiful shot, almost a picture-perfect shot. Now, I don't expect them all to go in. I'm not even sure he'll hit 40% in summer league, but that's okay. And I think your point is so good. Can he get to where he wants to go? Can he get that ball off without getting challenged too much at the top of his release? One of the hallmarks of his shooting motion is that he releases it so high that even at 6'5", it's very difficult for fellow perimeter players to block. So I think he'll be confident. He might have some trouble finishing at the rim, but that's okay as long as he ultimately learns to finish at the rim at this level. And he's not going to show that in game one. And if he does show that in game one, well, that's a bonus.
And same question here for Will Riley. That's a guy, just full disclosure, Josh, I saw a couple times. It wasn't like I was heavily scouting Illinois throughout the season, but I remember watching them play a couple top teams, and never once did it occur to me, oh, that guy's going to be a first-round NBA draft pick. Not to pick on him, but I thought his teammate was somebody that could go kind of that mid to late first round. But as the season progressed, he obviously got a lot better. I saw him in the tournament, and he was pretty good. But just kind of give me – he seems to be to maybe be a bit further away, which, again, is totally fine if you've got a long-term vision. What do we expect now and then maybe going forward from Will Riley?
So you're making great points. The intel I've received, not just from the Wizards, but really from other evaluators, is that at the bare minimum, he has a good mind for the game. He knows where to pass it, when to shoot. And in that sense, he reminds me a lot of Keyshawn George. Because Keyshawn George, he went, I think, 24th. He was someone at this time last year, before he ever played in a summer league game, where people from other teams were saying, oh, he was drafted too high. Yeah, he didn't play all that much at Miami. He's not all that athletic. Well, the Wizards saw something in him that others didn't, and there's a school of thought around the team and around the league that he might be the best long-term pro of anybody they've got.
Josh, it's great intel, man. Always appreciate the time. Have a good one.
You bet. You bet. Take care.
There he goes. That's how we Beltway Blitz, people. We do it every day, and it's awesome. Here's what's coming up next. Question for you, 800-636-1067. We've been kind of dancing around it here for a couple of days. The unis, the correct unis, the unis of glory, the unis of truth and fact, not the burgundy of lies, not the 2222, the falsehood, fanatical, farce. That's alliteration. The correct uniforms are back on my favorite football team. 3 of the 8 games, presumably more of those things coming. Short of the name. What else can the team do for older fans? We will ask you that question. 800-636-1067. Linnell and I will explore that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grant Nanny here on The Fan. GP joins us at 5. Give us a baby update and talk a little MLB draft with Linnell and I, Danny Ruye, and Linnell sitting in for GP. So we discussed the uniforms of truth. We saw them. Everybody, for the most part, I think. What do you think? Probably a 95% positive rate, even among the young folk?
97. I'd even go 97.
Yeah. High, right?
Pretty high.
There are a few that are like, come on, come up with something new. Yeah. The occasional, hey, don't tease me. Like, you're going to go back to my old thing. And that's what kind of got me to thinking about this topic here, Linnell. 800-636-1067. I'll turn it over to you first, and I'll give you a couple of my hypotheses.
Yeah.
Or hypotheses, if you will. I don't want to hear about the name. Okay? This is someone who hates the current name so much. I hate it more now than I did on 2222. Mm-hmm. It has grown worse. It has become a boil on my skin. Every time I hear it, I'm reminded of Snyder, of consultants that are long gone,
yeah,
of the ineptitude that Ron Rivera was involved. Everything about it to me screams amateur hour, pathetic, ridiculous, unserious. So when I hear it, I think of that stupid song that you guys pretended to like for 5 minutes.
That was wild.
Just again,
that was the one part of that that I insane. Couldn't get with.
And it started off as a joke, and then people kind of like said, no, this is really a thing, and now people are still kind of doing it, and it was cringeworthy at first. It's still cringeworthy now. Everything about it is embarrassing, okay? So I hate the current name, but I'm also not sitting here telling you, it's got to be the thing it was when I was a kid. I get it. It ain't coming back. Stop having that discussion. Stop tagging me on Twitter about it, okay? What else can they do, short of the name, to build that bridge again to folks? Not necessarily like me. I'm in this thing. Yeah. I work in sports radio, for God's sakes, because I'm obsessed with it. But I told you the other day, Linnell, my group of buddies, all in between 44, mm-hmm. 46, 47, 48 years old, that I grew up with. Some of these guys I've been friends with since kindergarten. Our week used to center around watching the Redskins. Now, 80%+ of those guys don't even watch the games. Whew. We got together once in my buddy Duck's house to watch a playoff game, and guys are going, okay, so who's this? Is this guy important? Wow. Is this a big deal? Is this dude fun, right? Or do we care about him? What team are they playing? Who's the coach? We were obsessed.
Right.
And the only person that's still in it is me and my buddy Pat in New Mexico. But for the most part, that group and older, this newfangled thing that's not the group that they grew up with, it's not the fight song, it's not the stadium, it's not Joe Gibbs, it's not the thing that they loved that we all were part of when we grew up, it's different now. What else can they do to help build that bridge back, to help welcome back some of the older fans that might have been turned off? And if your answer is just win, okay, yeah, again.
Relax, pal.
I get that. We're all trying to win. Everyone wants to win. I want to win too. I'm talking more from the business, marketing, outreach, community type side. What can they do?
Honestly, it's the simple answer, but more of what they just did. You know, teases. And I know we made fun of the one caller that called in. It was like, oh, stop teasing me. The tease is what you all want because you know you can't get what you really want. And that is the old name and everything that comes along with it. I think the quick answer is, yeah, like just continue to pay homage to the past. Major Tutty, I thought, was paying homage to the past. I know you hate Major Tutty.
Oh.
But like that was supposed to be a way of, you know, honoring the past of the Hogs, yeah, and all that. So I think that's how you do it. It's gear, it's swag, it's giving out old merchandise. I think that's how they do it. But the short answer, the other answer that I have is like, low-key, there's nothing they can do. Because, like, there's a sector of this fan base that's just stuck in their ways and are not coming back. And I don't mean to sound cruel here, but, like, we're a better fan base without you, honestly. Mm. Anybody out there that is wavering in their fandom and not sure if this is what they want, and I guess this is me trying to tell people how to fan, but I don't care. We don't need you. We're better off for it. We're better off without you if that's the mentality that you're going to have. I'm more of a you get what you get and you don't get upset type of cat when it comes to this type of stuff.
Hmm.
We are already being thrown a tremendous bone by them listening to us in the first place and going back to the old uniforms. I think we'll get a burgundy alternate next year, and I think after that, the conversation will be over, right?
See, I'm a bigger tent guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think because that's what we thrive on here, selfishly just at the radio station. We need give a damn.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the alpha and omega. When people ask me, in general, like, or you know, how do they decide if things are going well or not? You know, you tell them about how kind of the measuring system works and all this other kind of stuff, and they're interested in it because it's new. But to me, the entire ingredient, the sauce for us that we thrive on is give a crap. We need people to care.
Yeah.
Right? For us, just personally here in our thing. If you guys don't care, you're not watching the games, you're not reading the stories, you're not tuning into the sports talk radio guy flapping his gums because you don't care. If you don't care, you don't care. That's the enemy of all of it.
Yeah.
So you need people. You need the bigger tent. So just selfishly here in this chair, but just for the fan base in general, you watched it shrink, and maybe part of that shrinking led to Snyder's ouster. But I'm not trying to ouster anybody now.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want to be able to watch the game with my buddies. I want to be able to have that casual conversation with the dad at the sporting event, right? I want to be able to say, hey, we got, you know, down the line, I'm never going to Nubs Field again, but down the line, if they ever get back to RFK, I want some of the local dads to be like, hey, I got tickets. Do you want to go? Yes.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get to do that, dude. Growing up as a regular old middle class kid, it was only the only time we got to go was when the Tremonti family, who runs the Italian store, couldn't use their tickets. Just a couple times. Like, that was it, dude. That you could not get the seats. I want that back. I want that excitement. I want that joy. I want that you're walking down the street, you're wearing the gear, they're wearing the gear, you give each other a what's up. Just like when the Nats were on the way to the World Series in 2019. When in the middle of that Cardinals series, that's when the whole, it wasn't just they beat the Brewers and it was fun. When they beat the Dodgers, it was awesome. And the place started, the people started to get awakened. And it was the middle of that Cardinals series when they went down there and the same sons of bitches that stole your joy in 2012, Anibal Sanchez, turned it sideways and stuck it straight up.
All the candy asses.
And Max Scherzer took a no-hitter deep into the game. And you're up 2-0. Everybody's wearing red.
The blink of an eye.
Everybody's
in. Yeah.
The bullpen is packed right outside. Yeah. People are watching in the pouring rain. Road games. The heavy dude, God bless his tender soul, doing a slide across the dugout, bro. It can be like that, but for football.
Yeah.
Everybody is in. Your kids are in. They want to sit down and watch. They want the Daniels jersey. They want skin stuff for Christmas. That's it. I'm telling you, you've never seen it when it's on fire like that. And last year was a taste.
A glimpse, yeah.
It was a taste.
It was awesome. I cried at points during last year. There were points in time last year where I was like, no way this is happening. Thinking about how crazy I am for this team. Danny, I tell this story all the time. I was raised by two Cowboy fans. So the fact that I am a Commanders fan at my age, when throughout my entire childhood I was teased with that stupid star saying, you know, you can come over to the winning side at any time you want to, nephew. But I stuck it out, and I think last year, you know, obviously was special for all of us, but for me, for different reasons. With the older fan base, though, I hear some people say, like, there's nothing that could get them to come back. And I think I'm talking about a specific group of people.
To some, and like, there's a call, I think it's Joe in Arlington. It's like, I can't do it. I'm not even talking about Joe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about the guys that, like, don't have animosity or ill will necessarily, but it's like, it's just not my thing. What can they do for them? 800-636-1067. D and Chantilly, what can they do to reach older fans to kind of bring them back into the fold?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Good, man.
Hey, man. I'm 48 years old. I've been a fan since the Dolphins and the Raiders Super Bowl. They've already done too much, to be completely honest with you, man. The people in my generation who want RFK, the people in my generation who need uniforms and who care about the name, it's like being married to a woman who wants a $5 million house, and you give it to her. Like, she didn't think you could really do it. You finally give it to her, and she's like, but what about the curtains? I gave you the house. We don't have Snyder anymore. Like, since when is that not enough?
Yeah, I hear that.
I mean, come on, guys. We got to stop crying about it and be a fan. And we don't need to cater to my generation. We need to cater to the people who enjoy the team. And, you know, that's all I really want.
No, I hear you. I appreciate it, buddy. So I hear that. I listen, because it sounds like, and I'm not picking on D at all, but I hear that sometimes. And what I mean, I mean this respectfully, they got you, D.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They're not worried
hook,
about
line,
you.
And sinker. Yeah.
And there's no problem with that. We thrive on that. We need that. They got me.
Right.
Rationally, I would have quit years ago if I could have quit. I would have just said I'm not a fan, but I am. I would have been lying to myself. The point is, there is a group from the business perspective, from a fandom perspective. If you want to turn your back on other folks that haven't, you know, that wavered or didn't remain faithful, that's your call. It's your fandom. Do what you want with it. My point is, what other bridges can they build to welcome some of those folks back? Right? Because I got some texts. I got some, oh, dude, have you seen this? Have you seen this? That's exciting for my age and up. And maybe some younger folks too, but it's basically the guys that they broke the connection with. You wonder, what else can they do? So I appreciate the phone call. 800-636-1067 before Grant joins us at 5. What can the Local 53, what can they do to bring back some of the older fans that might feel disconnected?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to get as many of your calls as we possibly can here. We are locked and loaded, as they say, 106.7 The Fan. It's Grant and Danny Linnell in for GP. Question is simple. What can the Local 53, what can they do to try to win back, build the bridge, whatever we call it, to the lapsed fan, right? To the guys maybe my age, older, that don't really feel the connection to this new thing. They've done a huge major step in my mind, getting the right uniforms back. I think that's something they can control. What else could they do? Let's go to Brent in Bethesda. Brent, what's up, bud?
What's up, Brent?
How are you guys?
I'm great.
Thanks for taking my call.
Got it.
I'm 55. I went to the Reagan Super Bowl. My dad, 85, got the season ticket. So I know the feeling. Mm-hmm. I think community engagement is the number one thing they could do. Real community engagement. You want to pay homage to the Hogs? Throw a barbecue in Chantilly, in PG, in D.C., like, do real things that bring the community back. And I think older people, that's the spirit that they miss now, is that that spirit's not there where you see a guy with a Redskins sticker on his scar and you honk. That's what I do.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So they tried to do something. What was it, like Hog and what was the restaurant name, Darius? Remember they tried to do that, like, Redskins-themed restaurant, like Hog and Q and Hog and Hail or something like that out in One Loud. You know what I'm talking about? And it lasted for an hour. Not like that, where it's a money-making gimmick. You just do nice things. You know what I mean? Let's go to Jason, Richmond. What can they do to bring back some older fans?
Hey, you know what? First of all, I'm from the Redskins area where Larry Brown was a running back.
There you go.
You know, yeah, so I've been there and love the Redskin name. But like one of your earlier callers said, we can look at that. We can look at nostalgia, but we got to move on. I hated the Commander's name, mm-hmm. but you know what? I'm on it now. You know what? Because this is who we are. Let's get behind the team for what they are, and we move on. Because you know what? your youngsters, your kids, they're not going to remember what the Redskins are.
They'll remember
what the Commanders are. So we, as old people, we got to say, hey, it's time for the newer generation to get behind this team. And let's move on. And let's do what we got to do.
Appreciate you, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
I just think it's such a tough line for the team to walk. Because you've heard the exact opposite. I'm not ripping Jason. The opposite is you've got to do as much as you can for the older folks who remember this thing.
Right.
Let's be inclusive of them. But then he's going, hey, we got to move on. I don't know how you do that. I know how you move on and honor the past at the same time.
Who's more important, though, here? The older fans or the new fans? That's like,
well,
from the team's perspective.
If you're asking for a long-term view, the quote-unquote newer fan is more important. That's the long-term dollar spender, faithful, etc. So, yeah, obviously, maybe with an eye towards that, if that's your tiebreaker. But it's not to, I mean, you know, I don't want to say it in a nicer way. Not for me, but. My buddies, they got some cash to spend.
Yeah,
right. When they may forego that second trip to Turks and Caicos for season tickets.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like they're the ones that fill your coffers. The disposable income, 45, 50, whatever year olds, they got the means to do it, to go to those games and to go to your events. I didn't have any money in my 20s. You know, when I was a teenager, again, I was hoping for tickets from somebody else.
Right.
I wasn't going to go spend a bunch of money, but the people that do. You want them included also.
Can they give or do more things for free? That's the one other thing. It's like, how much are they just doing for free? I know they do the bit where they go out to schools and DC public schools. They've gone out Loudoun County public schools. I don't think they've hit like PG County or Montgomery County yet, but they're working their way around the DMV, you know, donating football equipment, gym equipment, etc. More of that stuff, right? Like host a backpack drive, host a cleat drive to where you're killing two birds in one stone. You're reaching the younger fan by their parents got to bring them though, right? and that parent is normally an older fan. So.
Yeah, it's like advertising during Saturday morning cartoons back in the day when I was a kid.
Exactly,
I had no buying power, but I'm going to tell my mom like we have to get the crayon I can do on the wall in the bath. Let's go to Randall, Mechanicsville. How can they win back some older fans?
Hey guys, I love the show.
Appreciate you. So
I got a little different mindset on it. It's what if, because this whole tone the line thing just doesn't seem like it's worked.
It's hard,
you know,
right?
For however long they've done it. Now, outside the box thinking, what if they never tried to do that in the first place? And hang with me. What I mean is what if when the Redskins name went away, right, and they were called the Washington Football Team, what if they just went completely different, like blue and white color and just – does that make sense?
It does, completely.
Because I think toeing the line is almost making it worse with the older ones, not better. If you would have just put something out brand new, people would have loved it. I don't think people necessarily would have hated it. It's just been like, okay, let me learn to like this.
So
but when you try to connect it to the old, they're sort of like, no, this isn't it. I don't like it. Nope.
I know what you mean.
Okay, well, let's just do something completely different.
Randall, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Yeah, so my only...
That's interesting.
Well, the only point I would differ with, but I think there's an interesting view there, is then he goes, the new thing, people would have liked it. They wouldn't have.
Well, that's the thing. People would have hated it.
So I will say that. Like, that would have gone over like a fart in church. Eventually, people get over it. I mean, again, my example is you're too young for this, but the Wizards is a terrible name. They should not be called the Wizards. That was wrong.
Right.
It was stupid. It was foolish, right, to do it. Whatever. Point is, they changed it to the Wizards. I eventually got beaten down. It took a long time, and now I don't think about it anymore.
Right.
Now, that's not an endorsement of the name. It's just...
I don't care anymore.
I can't explain to people that it should have been this other thing or whatever. I'm not fighting anymore, right?
Yeah.
Again, that's not an endorsement of a brand. Because all they've done is lose my entire life, but whatever. Sean, Falls Church. What's up, bud? You're on the fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
for me, it would be bringing back the marching band. The first time I actually ever got tickets was because my dad knew one of the trumpet players. You know, you can play the fight song. You can play military marches. You can do things like the old, like the new, bring it all together. And Danny, or I know that you're not a huge fan of the Wizards. You can call them the Washington Tanks because that's all they're doing these days.
Well, let me qualify. I am an enormous Wizards fan. That's all I want to do is to have them have a 50-win season before I am cold toes up in the ground.
I'm thinking.
Joe Arlington. What's up, dude? You're on the fan.
Yeah, hey, I think you had mentioned earlier you thought my basis here was animosity. I don't think that's accurate. I might have some animosity towards the way the fan base has been treated, but it's mostly just detachment. I have no interest in the Washington Commanders, no emotional ties at all. So that's why I'm not interested. It's not really animosity per se. But
Joe, I apologize if I painted the wrong picture. I didn't mean to criticize or cast any aspersions. I was just using an example, and I think I got your name right, that it was you who said, you know, I just don't feel that connection anymore. And that's all I meant. So I apologize if it sounded like I was insulting you or anything.
That's okay.
But I totally get your perspective, and you weighed in on it. For those of you that maybe or your acquaintances or something, this is what I wanted to ask you, that are on the fence or aren't the, hey, I'll never come back, that the door's open. Is there any bridge, any way to kind of help build that you could even see, not counting you, but maybe someone that you know?
I mean, I there are people I know. I'm like your buddies, and I have buddies that are like your buddies that don't have any attachment. I think it's been, this rebrand has been so screwed up. I'm not sure there's anything they could do. Maybe if when they had changed the name, they had kept everything else, the marching band, the logo, adopted a Native American theme name, maybe that would have worked, but it's way too late for that. I mean, I'm just double down on the Caps and the Nats.
It's sort of the toothpaste out of the tube there.
That's tough.
Let me go to Charles in Warrington. Been very patient. Charles, what's up? You're on the fan.
Charles?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Amen.
Just maybe a wild idea, and I'm not even sure that computers existed back in the day when we were on a wait list for tickets and everything like that, but there surely has to be a mailing list that they used to have of tens of thousands of fans that were, you know, desperate to get tickets, and maybe reach out to some of them from the old mailing list and throw some bones to them, maybe some merch or, you know, some preseason tickets, something like that, just to say, hey, listen, we're still here and we want you back.
I love that. Yeah. Charles, I love that, because that's, and I appreciate that. That's two birds with one stone, by the way. You're getting contact info, you're getting people to opt in, you're getting people for interest, and you're giving them something.
Right.
There's nothing like being given something. I tell people this all the time when I go into stores and people behind the counter don't care at all, but when I have the app or I have the whatever, if you give me points,
no,
I'm so excited I got points.
Yeah.
I don't care about the free thing. I mean, I'm going to use it. I'm going to get it.
It's about the points, though.
Yeah. I love points. Give me points. Same kind of principle applies here.
Yeah.
Good calls on that. Appreciate you guys weighing in. Grant Paulson's little baby weighed in. We'll get the measurements, the information. He will join us next to talk about his little man in the back and about the MLB draft. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.